אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות חלק ט.
We're studying from the Tas. We are in question Kuf Yud Bet. We're invited to enter our website kab.co.il where you can find the text and also send us questions. Selected questions about the relevant materials will be aired live. Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 9, question Kuf Yud Bet 112. What illumination is necessary for the lower one before raising man? Again, which illumination is necessary for the lower one before raising man? The answer is on page Taf Taf Mem Tet. Before he rises to man to receive the Mochin of Gadlut, the lower one must be complete with the Ten Sefirot, meaning that in return he'll have his fallen aspects of Achab. Therefore, initially he requires the illumination of Mochin of Vak, which lower the lower hay from his Einaim, and they return his Achab. And following that, when he's completed with the Ten Sefirot, then he can rise to Man and receive in them the aspects of the light in Gadlut. Again, question Kuf Yud Bet 112. What illumination is necessary for the lower one prior to the raising of man? The answer, before rising to man to receive the Mochin of Gadlut, the lower one must be whole in the Ten Sefirot, meaning that he'll have in return his fallen aspects of Achab. Therefore, he initially requires the illumination of Mochin of Vak, which lower the lower hay from his Einaim, and they return his Achab. And following that, when he's completed with the Ten Sefirot, then he can rise to Man and receive in them the lights in Gadlut. If there are no questions, we'll simply continue. Let's continue. Kuf Yud Gimel 113. When does Zeranpin give the to the kli that raises man, and when does it give Ruach Kadma?
You see, to what extent we learn about our matters? Yes, the souls, Machut, Zeranpin, this whole process we undergo. What awakening we need to receive in order to go from smallness to adulthood, katnut to gadlut, like in the previous question, or now? What question? Kuf Yud Gimel. All right. What's the question? When does the Anpin give her the kli that raises man, and when does he give her Ruach Kadma? Answer. Hai Bia Kadma includes two couplings, Zivugim. A Mochin Devak, which raise to her the Achab and complete her Kelim. And from this Zivug, she receives from Zeranpin the Kli that raises Man. Afterwards, she receives in the second coupling the lights of adulthood, of Gadlut. And from that Zivug, she receives from Zeranpin the Ruach Kadma. Again, question Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Gimel.
And when does he give her Ruach Kadma? And the answer, Hai Bia Kadma includes two Zivugim, one Mochin Devak, which raise her Achab and complete the Bechina of her Kelim.
Meaning Nukva turns a greater one, adult, and then she can care for the souls, because through Achab she cares for the souls. Yes?
And from that Zivug, she receives from Zeranpin the Bechina of Kli that raises man.
Achab.
And then she receives in the second Zivug the Bechinot of the lights of the Gadlut. And from that Zivug, she attains from Zeranpin the Ruach Kadma'a.
Meaning she already has or within her Achab, light, and then practically she can work with the souls of the righteous. To practically start raise them and beget them.
There is Mochin Devak here, which is the factor that brings back the fallen Achab, which is a precondition for raising of man. So what is Mochin Devak? How do you get them?
So, accordingly, the question is, what is Ruach HaKadma? There is such thing? We need... Tzadik Tet.
בבקשה.
אז אנחנו בעמוד תף מבית.
תראות איפה זה.
ניקח שאלה צדיק חט, כי צדיק תת...
Question צדיק חט, which directs to question צדיק נן. רוחה בשדי דגבה, question צדיק חט, 98, page תף נון בית. When Zeranpin and Nukva rise to man, to the upper Abba Ve'ima, then they perform a zivug there in the Hechal of Abba Ve'ima, the first time after the separation. Then he gives her Rucha, which is the Bechina of the essence of the Gvorot of Nukva, meaning the Bechina of her Gar. And he completes her Nefesh, and she is completed in her Absa, Gma, and Born. And this is what is called Rucha Deshadi Ba Ba'ala in Bi'a Kadma'a.
Because Bi'a Kadma'a is not yet working with a man. It is only preparation for the right kli.
And this Bi'a Kadma'a is Ivug Panim Bepanim, face to face of Zon. However, with respect to their own Bechina, this Bi'a Kadma'a is considered a zivug of Achor Be'achor, back to back, since they are in the Kelim of Abba Ve'ima, meaning then they are included in the zivug of Abba Ve'ima themselves. And they themselves do not bear a name, since they are included in Abba Ve'ima as man. Therefore, this zivug is truly related to Abba Ve'ima. But since Abba Ve'ima do not perform a zivug on the Bechinot man of themselves, only on the man of Zon, therefore it is considered zivug panim bepanim, face to face, the Zon, because the zivug was made on their man and not on the man of Abba Ve'ima. And understand
what? Why it isn't clear? Totally not. Zivug means that I have someone to bestow upon. And then I perform an action and bring certain bestowal to he who demands. For that, I need to be integrated with his desires, with his lacks, and I need to be in it in potential to bestow upon him, to have the power to do it. Here, Zon aren't yet possessing the power to bestow upon the souls. So they need to prepare themselves in order to bestow upon them. And this is what occurs as preparation in Abba and Ima. All the preparations aren't where the spiritual patsuf is, rather above it. Because it, in and of itself, is incapable of doing anything. Had it been able, it would have done. Rather, he is incapable. Now, he needs to build for himself a kali of bestowal. The vessel of bestowal means achap, the Zon. True achap. What does true ones mean? The common between the male and the female. To have achap of the male and achap of the nukva integrated in bestowing to the souls. Clear? Well, how is it done? Well, first of all, they need to unite. Where are they uniting? Only in the upper one, in the place itself. They don't have the power to do so. Had they have it, they would have done it. Hence, they are in Abba and Ima. And Abba and Ima, obviously in Zon's participation, perform an act upon Zon. They connect them together in the right manner. They are shown, they're showing them, well, I'm showing, now giving an addition to what is written. they showing them what does bestowal mean, what does it mean the right coupling in zone, how to truly connect Achab of the male and Achab of the female in order to beget the souls of the corrected righteous. This is an art. It's not like the animalistic zivug in our world, that on the part of the instincts we are attracted and we know. Here it is all to the extent of overcoming in the power, in the hardness, as he says. It's not just a desire, it's that hardness of that resistance, not like in this world. Hence the upper one need to show the lower one how to overcome and reach a zivug. It is opposite, totally opposite to what is it is in our world. It is hard, it is against disturbances, against your own body, it is against you, meaning the desire. Meaning it is, it's a wonder to what extent the language is when described spiritually, it provides a totally opposite image to what is happening. And this is something that needs to be shown. How to overcome, how to unite, how to couple, in what parts, yes, and no, meaning scrutinies, what is allowed, what isn't. Meaning, so that from that will come out a certain fetus, embryo, not the whole male, not the whole female, rather certain parts, because in Zion you have the whole Ein Sof. However, to the extent that these parts are capable of connecting between them and beget the souls of the righteous, meaning parts from the totality of the souls, for that, Abba and Ima need to show them all this art. And then Zon later on repeat that in their place, similar to how Abba and Ima did. This is a process, because every spiritual thing requires an example, because the low one doesn't understand it, doesn't know what is happening. And here, if we have male and female that must combine together, how do I combine with a intention in order to bestow? Well, this is yet not clear to me. These are opposite things. The desire to receive, intention to bestow. How am I doing it? Well, it's possible. How in my desire to receive, I receive the desire of the other in order to bestow upon him, exchanging desire for another? This is all what Abba and Ima are teaching. Hence, Abba and Ima, we are saying, the light of Absag come and give discernments. With that you can use, with that you cannot use, and not only using or not using, rather here you can use the discernments gradually, with each and every discernment, to what extent, to what percentage are you allowed to use it. And here you are incapable, or in what other conditions you can. Meaning every time the image of the world clarifies to you that all its colors, all its manners, manifestations of this world are from the same discernments of what's more and what's less possible and possible and desirable to use. Also the image of this world is structured accordingly in what it's worthwhile or should use. And this is what you see. You see faces, sounds, colors, no matter what. It's all clarified to you in that discernment. Right, continue. Oh, Mois, what did you want to ask? It's been a long time now.
Good morning, Rav, friends, world clique, and distinguished old best guests, men and women.
Yes, I'll say nice ones.
I wanted to say something about the intention. It was more relevant to the Zohar, but I'm sure that if we all study it here, as well and will have the same intention, then I'm sure it will help us. Now, I wanted to ask the Creator to lighten up this heaviness that he had put on us.
I'm actually happy about this heaviness. I don't understand why you want to remove it from us.
No. I just said to lighten up a little.
Why? To have it easier? How come?
Yeah, we have to work with it. Well, yesterday I was in Be'er Sheva.
No.
And I saw the fulfillment the friends here received from the World Kli, from the Women's Kli. And I said, perhaps I should come back and bring...
I didn't get you. For them to be filled up. Who?
Yeah, they were filled up, saturated, as if they were 20 years from the Baruch. I'm talking about the men in the morning lesson.
Men? Yeah, well, the men were like, because we left them for one day, they were like running like little boys.
So I would like to ask the Creator to lighten up this hardening of the heart so that we will be able to work with this and truly be able to fulfill our destiny and be a kingdom of priests so that we will be able to bring him contentment because we are facing very crucial days. And I was filled with jealousy after I was talking to my wife yesterday. The ladies were able to connect something we didn't...
Women succeeded more than men, I'm telling you. Well, by comparison, yes, we have to first of all equalize the two groups according to the discernments in them. But if you reset them, you see that they've succeeded.
So this is why I'm saying that it made me very jealous, and I want to evoke that same jealousy in the hearts of my friends so that we will take everything they have attained and use it in the desert and do whatever we have to do with the help of the Creator, of course. Also, the hardening of the heart and our ability to cope with it and to lean on each other, to rely on each other, so that we'll be able to advance.
I'll tell you, perseverance, patience, subjugation, annulment. What a woman has naturally, we can never accept it. Receive it. Besides many, many other discernments that we don't have and will never have in us. And without them, we won't be able to know spirituality. This is how we are, like in the corporeal coupling. Everyone has to give his own. Everyone has to give his own, and then the right thing will come out. Accordingly, in spirituality. Hence, I think that their share, they did really... to the full extent. There is a great chisaron, great lack. All in all, there's a great understanding. I confused them intentionally in order to examine a few things, to fill the crowd, and I noticed, and I've seen that we can work. We can work. I think that there is really a very nice, serious development here. Well, they're already with us for many years. And let's see the men now. Let's see what are these men worthy of. Yes, Dior.
About the men, after the Women's Congress, perhaps you can direct us in a more precise way. What is our goal in our convention? Perhaps a central idea or concept that should lead us. Obviously, it's the connection, unity between us, but can you elaborate? Can you be more precise?
I don't think that it will come out as new things in words. However, we need to advance like, as always, you're right, eventually towards a connection, unity, chibur, so that in the general chibur between us, we will feel on the one hand that we are feeling the desire of the women that is pressuring us, obliging us, obligating us not to disrespect it. It's all upon us, to the extent that we are committing to feel the desire of the or the lack of the nukva, because we as men matching Zeranpin, then to the extent we are willing and ready to feel their lacks, and it isn't pleasant to feel the lack, but it has to be a very serious lack to be in us. Just like a man who leave home in the morning, and he know leave home in the morning, and he knows that his family is hungry and expect of him a piece of bread, and he's searching and going and doesn't know where will he find it. And that eats him from within, and he doesn't know how will he come back. So, in a certain necessity, and depict more such images. So, accordingly, we need to be towards their kli, their vessel. That's on the one hand. And on the other hand, as it has to be with all the pain for you to feel, say, not you, but in general, that at home there is a baby and we truly need to give him a bottle of milk and there is nothing. Yes? How do you behave in that case? And you need to turn it into great joy, that by that you have a reason to turn to the Creator and ask of him the same milk bottle, moreover the entire world of Ein Sof, and for you not to enjoy it, and not even enjoying that you're giving it to your baby, rather only because on his order is his invitation, by that you bring him contentment. So there's a few straight and opposite things in this chain. So we need to be ready to build, how shall I put it, to build that general desire, that space. Well, think about it. There is a desire that isn't ours, that to start with you disrespect it, and you to treat it truly as your baby, as the most precious thing, that truly scream for pain, that it needs few grams of milk. And to the extent that you go out and search and you don't know what to do, and if you are going and finding it, you're struggling along the way, that you are about to desire it and search for it in order to be grateful to the Creator, because by the fact that your baby is crying out there, you have a chance to bring contentment to him, which he, to start with, establish, oppose all that troubles, all this pain of the baby. That's this spin is very problematic. Maybe Senka can do us kind of a tragedy out of it, a drama out of it. Well, it's indescribable, but this is actually the foundation of the entire reality, with all the facets, all the manners in it, the love, hate, closeness, rejection.
This desire, which is not ours, this is a new element in this equation, at least after yesterday's women's convention. How can we evoke that desire and its feeling inside of us until the Congress, if you can? Can you explain?
I don't know what to say. how to clothe it in words. I think, well, as I said, say now in the example, a few more such depictions to pick for you, but I don't have any more. No one expected such willingness on the part of the women. Our Shimon got it wrong big time. I think it half the quantity. He thought there'll be half of what was there. Instead of 2,500, he thought there'll be 1,200. Well, that's due to a lack of feeling the feminine kli. We men understand him. Although it was forbidden to air that much. But, well, it's a learn for the future. We need to learn from it for the future. But we need to... I don't know what to say. I feel... Well, everyone feels according to what he feels inside. I felt really a very strong desire, willingness for anything, along with it confusion, not yet there's no formation or solidification of the right form, but also with men. With women maybe it is more felt, because if you relate to it from the part of the studies, the knowing, the sermons, then there it's a bit more foggy, more confused, more mixed with emotions than the intellectual part. The balance is opposite. The imbalance is opposite to the men's, usually. They're less talking in verses. They don't like that, you could say, because the emotion overcome the intellectual discernment. Well, it doesn't speak to them. The verses, quotes, aren't talking to them. Don't relate. They need more the closer sensation to theirs. This is good, because they're more realistic in that than men. I don't know, I have a sea, an ocean of discernments, but all in all, a good kli, a ready kli, a good kli, really, impression and unity, joy, dancing. Even I didn't see. I heard that there was really like an eruption in there in the floor. I didn't see, because I came, I gave my talk, and I got off the stage, and that's it. But it was really felt. There was very little time, but I think that it was good. Everyone was, to start with a desire to grab as much as possible, to extract the benefit from any moment. It's not like, there'll be also tomorrow, I'll come also 2 days' time. Yeah, it's like to drink every moment like that, to suck the juice out of it, you know, like... really, I had a sensation like a bee that put its how do you call it? Its little tube. No, it has like a tube, a little tube that you sucks this nectar from the fruit from. No, but this little tube, no one knows here. Chedek in Hebrew. Well, it's like a little tube. So, accordingly, I felt that they so want to suck each and every moment the dew that is there, the sweetness. I had that feeling. I don't know why that depiction suddenly... evoke in me. Well, seriousness, willingness to truly work according to orders, treating the questions and answers seriously and everything. There's a bit of confusion with the questions because people start asking all kind of private questions. Well, this is women, because what hurts? A question about the Israeli groups. I don't want to hear at all such thing that separates, that does kind of a separation between the general image of the woman. They start to ask, are Israeli group, Israeli women organizing something? And it was so disgusting, so out of place. I stopped that. Well, one lady asked about her child. Is with autism, so I couldn't disrespect that. But I only allowed asking for ladies from overseas because there wasn't time. There was only very limited time. But again, they achieved all that had to be achieved. Everyone can advance further in that and search herself in the for herself in their general kli. They did nice chibur, nice connection, and have very strong impression. They made a true spiritual action, and in spirituality, it remains as a good impression, a great one. And for us, it is help that is cannot be disregarded or not appreciated. Well, we have a total support in order to do our Congress, a full support, in order for us to achieve our goal. We need to be certain that we are going for it. Yes.
What should the women of the world clear do during the men's congress?
During this entire congress, both here and overseas, women need to watch the entire Congress, all that happens there, be in heart and soul with us. It's not like we in their Congress, because all the desire, all the luck comes from Nukva. So when we are in their place, we as if descend. And they, when watching us, they as if rise. Raise. So hence it is allowed and greatly desired that they will be together with us, well, behind the screens, in our Congress, in all our actions, for them to do something similar to it, if possible, meals, songs among them, etc. And accordingly, they should participate so that our Congress would be also as their Congress, their mirror Congress. However, it is desirable, if possible, in non-mixed groups, rather if there's only few people there overseas in some places, only few, then we don't observe it.
In Israel, there's no problem because all the men will be in the Congress and the centers will be empty, but in Europe and the whole world,
well, it's worthwhile being in two separate rooms. Say the Toronto group, they have both men and women. They organize themselves two separate rooms and then everyone in his own room, and that's it. Or even separate places, meaning distant places. It's not worthwhile mixing. No. Unless there's no choice, two or three people there in a group, up to five, that's already how they want. I wouldn't mix for any reason, but it's according to how each and everyone thinks. Yes, Glizain?
There is a serious deficiency here. What to do with the emptiness, with the lack of fulfillment, which is greatly felt after the Women's Congress?
I don't understand why a lack of fulfillment is felt after Congress. We now are going to the Men's Congress. Well, this is also everyone's Congress. everyone's congress, more so for women than for men. Yesterday, as Morris told us, that here it was kind of as if I was left at home, right? I was forgotten at home. This is how you said. Well, let's say I understood you this way. All right. They're kind of a free. And for the ladies, it is really a congress. It's a pleasure. It's they are behind the screens, but they are all participating. I don't think that it's a problem. Besides, I also do not understand what's so we need every now and then to connect, to unite, correct, and at certain point do our personal private work. In the congresses, we raise above ourselves all together, totally, that I don't feel myself. I'm flying in the air. Truly like that, with wings, meaning only with a point in the heart. I identify only with my point in the heart, and along with it, I stick to the others. I cleave to the others. My entire desire to receive is below. I don't even work with it. The Congress is not the time of work and working with my desire to receive that I overcome. And Congress is a time of inclusion, of integration. In integration, all your ego drops, and you are working only on the part that integrates. Well, specifically, obviously there are different states here, but around that, around the unification of the points into one point. Hence, you can't be constantly in the Congress. It's not our life aren't arranged like that. Well, especially not the day, this night, the all kind of states, and they all needed in order to get to correction. Hence, we need now to advance towards the men's Congress. We have throughout the day so many actions. I don't know. It's a morning lesson. Everyone watches the blog. Everyone reads TV shows, what we do here every day. Even just with me, it's a few more hours. With Oren, then with Senka, with Bensi, with Gilad, the portion of the week, the weekly portion, and more, the economy sometime, and really there's so many things. This is only what comes out of me. Besides, there's so much more. And besides, the person has to work, also in his physical work, and also his work in dissemination. I don't understand. Life isn't a picnic. Turn a picnic out of what you have. Then you'll see that you are happy. No, this is an approach. An approach. We must feel joy and fulfillment, wholeness in every state, and especially in the higher states. There is where we need to try and feel wholeness, because there is the Creator arranges for us the hardship in order to reveal Him even further. So what you are saying is kind of a demand from the lazy ones.
I feel such a pressure on my back. And now a question in Spanish. How can one measure his advancement? How can he know that he's advancing?
To the extent that I'm capable of. At times, obviously, there are times that I'm dropping and times that I'm ascending, but all in all, how can I undergo all these states so that even the falling time for me won't be a fall. For me it will be as an opportunity for ascent. The time I feel that I am fogginess, I'm confused, they don't hear that well, I don't know how to arrange the word so correctly. I feel myself as going from one state to the other, and especially in that, new discernments are born in me, clarity, extra clarity. So I'm glad about those things. And there was night, there was day, one day. From the mixture, from the integration come new discernments. And then we see that one day. Why is it day if it was night and day? Because if you turn the night into day, also it's preparation of the vessels, then we don't feel any lesserness in it or inferiority. Hence, I don't understand people who are now go back home and begin the week, their working week, or flying home and starting again their life. What can I recommend to them? Turn the darkness into day. Into light. This is our work. And they've received yesterday sufficient power in order to realize each and every one, to realize it on herself and on the others. I'm telling you. I felt that I just ran myself out. I really invested it all. Now, to the extent that the customer receives, meaning in his sensation, well, to the extent that he is capable of realizing it, well, this is not up to me anymore. Yes, Eli.
With regard to that, also about the men's congress, how not to fall into a demand of to fill in the void. When the void is revealed, how to work with it correctly, not to fall into a search of impression like little kids, because it seems that we're in this degree for quite a while.
I didn't get it quite. Again?
Let's say when the emptiness, lack of inspiration is revealed, how to work with it correctly?
Well, there has to be arvut, mutual guarantee there. If there's no general sensation, this cushion of security, that all the evil is for our benefit, and that there's none else but Him, and He arranges for us all these discernments in each moment in life, then how can we advance? So obviously I'm falling. Obviously I'm falling. I must having constantly that rumor in the air that we are about, that we are facing the Creator here. Really, we are in the state of Mount Sinai, and that we are constantly in that condition. We receive, we leave, we don't receive, we die. That has to be among us as kind of a as the minimum level. Let's move to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסתרה שבנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר